Be welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have sung with the singers of the overcoming. Let us also sing the chorus number 20 from these little booklets, from page number 40. Page number 40. This we believe, and not only we who are sitting here, but all who are joining us. Therefore, let us sing chorus number 1. They are coming from the east. Chorus number 6, sweep over my soul, sweep over. Chorus number 8, and then Brother Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Chorus number 8, only believe, only believe.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is
here. That's how we sang it.
Und so glauben
and
wir
so we believe it with all our hearts
dass er heute morgen
that this morning he is in our midst
uns zu segnen,
to bless us
aus dem Reichtum
from the riches of his grace,
sein Wort uns zu schenken,
to give us his word.
Ich glaube, wir alle sind
I believe we are all still blessed from last night.
Wir haben von dem Glauben gehört.
We have heard of the faith, of the belief.
Möge der Herr uns allen helfen,
may the Lord help us all,
dass wir glauben,
that we believe as Abraham believed. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word for the introduction. From Hebrews, Hebrews 10, the well-known word. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 37. Hebrews 10, verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Praise and thanks. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise and thanks. We stand up. Great God. Also we, in this morning hour, Lord of heaven, we are coming to you and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We know, as your word told us just now, and we believe it's just a little while. We don't know how long. But one thing we do know, your word comes to fulfillment. And all the promises which you have given, Lord, they are being fulfilled before our very eyes. We don't believe any interpretation. We thank you that you have opened our eyes and we see and recognize that the time is coming to its end and you are already standing at the door. You just have to enter. Oh God, give us all grace, Lord, that we hear what your word says to us. And you are still saying today, you are still speaking to us today, please bless us at this place, all we who are gathered here, and be merciful, great God, that we know those whom you justified, they don't draw back. My God, you have pleasure in them. Be merciful to all of us. Bless, O Lord, as already prayed, all who are here. Bless also those who are joining us online, who are seeing and hearing. And bless also those who will see and watch on the DVD later on. Lord of heaven, all who shall come out, they will come out. Help us, Lord, to stand firm until the end. Please bless also your word, which is going to be preached. Bless the lips. Give grace and revelation. Help us all. And we want to hear. And we want to give glory and praise to your name. Great God, you manifested yourself in Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for it. Amen. Amen. We sing, we'll give the glory only to Jesus. And I ask the parents to bring their children to the dedication. Please come now to the front with the children. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The name of this child?
Maya.
Maya. Maya.
The name is Maya.
Should I take it?
Should I take it?
My Maya.
My Maya.
In English or French or German? You don't know. Lord God, we come into your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to dedicate this child to you. Lord, you bless this family. You gave to them a child by the name of Maya. We bring her to you. Receive her. We dedicate her to you. Lord Jesus, when you were on earth, you took all the children. You blessed them. Oh God, you are the same today. Geliebter Herr, wir weihen dir Maya. Wir weihen dir die ganze Familie. Amen. Möge der Segen des allmächtigen Gottes auf euch ruhen. In Jesu heiligem Namen. Amen. 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 God bless you and be with you. Amen.
Somebody else? Why not?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are coming into your holy presence in Jesus' precious and holy name, and we consecrate unto you Ben Levi for time and for eternity. Receive him into your arms. Protect him, Lord, and give grace also the parents that it is raised in the fear of God. May the blessing rest upon them, on the whole family. To you be this child dedicated for time and for eternity. Praise and thanks be unto you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. You may be seated. It's just nice that we can witness the last period of grace together. In the early morning, phone calls came in already, and again phone calls. A whole staple here of lists from the internet, emails, all are joined together with us. are greeting us and are thanking the Lord God for the precious and holy living and revealed Word of God for our time. It's really grace, and again grace, that we can live right now, and in this time, hearing the true Word. May all feel at home. I hope that nobody will be angry with us if I don't always read all the wishes of blessings. The Lord knows His own all over the earth, and He blesses beyond asking and beyond understanding. Also, today, we really have the heart's desire that all are feeling at home, especially all the ministering brethren, that they feel at home under the preaching of the Word. We're just passing on what we received, so that you can also pass on what you received. That's how it was at all times. What the prophets received from God, this they passed on. What the apostles received from the Lord, this they passed on. All of them, they passed on. Even since the day of Reformation, all the men of God, they passed on, and again they passed on until our very time. Also, Brother Branham could only pass on what he received from the Lord. And today, we can all say, if God would not have called him, if God would not have commissioned him, if he would not have sent him, then he would not have had a message at all. But the calling of God is and remains connected with the plan of salvation of our God. There is no divine sending outside of the plan of salvation. Every sending which God gives is connected with the plan of salvation of our God. And therefore, we are just grateful with all our hearts that we can witness all these things. You all know our brothers from Africa. They are our friends since many years. He who is today here for the first time, we know our two brothers here from Mongolia and from Kathmandu, from Nepal. May God bless our brothers in a special way. Both of them, they can stand up now. Brother Lukram, he will come to the front again, and he will say what God has laid upon his heart. Just briefly, come and say a few words.
Yeah, just come and say a few words. And is Brother Arben here?
Is Brother Arben here?
Yeah, er kommt.
He's coming.
Er kommt. Ich gestern bereits erwähnt,
as I mentioned already yesterday,
you don't need many papers, just come and say a few words. Yes, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Just say a few words.
I just would like to say this greetings and God bless you this morning.
Ich möchte noch einmal heute Morgen sagen, ich grüße euch alle und Gottes Segen.
I have seen a wonderful thing in this place.
Ich habe Großartiges oder Wunderbares an dieser Stätte gesehen und erlebt.
And learned much more things.
Und ich habe dazugelernt.
And I'm really well taught of God. well taught of God.
Ich bin von Gott belehrt, das darf ich
bezeugen. And highly increased. I am highly increased.
Und ich bin sehr ermutigt.
I see people are hungry for the word of God.
Und ich kann sehen, dass hier ein Hunger für das Wort Gottes da ist.
And a groaning in the heart.
Und dass im Herzen ein Verlangen ist.
And coming, oh, many, many miles come here.
Das zeigt sich ja auch daran, dass die Leute von vielen tausenden Kilometern herkommen. Und sie haben eine Erwartung,
to just receive a crumb of the bread of life to receive from this sanctuary.
Damit sie hier Amen. Vom Brot des Lebens empfangen können. Yeah.
And also to receive correction from God.
Und auch hier wird auch Korrektur erfolgen.
We are coming here to receive correction from our Father, our God.
Und das ist auch der Grund, warum wir herkommen, damit wir von Gott, unserem Vater, Korrektur erlangen und uns bessern können.
And to live a well-pleasing life unto Him.
Damit wir ein Gott wohlgefälliges Leben führen
können. Obedient to His Word.
Dass wir seinem Wort gehorsam werden.
And we ask God to quicken each and every word of God of our time.
Und wir bitten Gott darum, dass er jedes Wort lebendig in unserem Leben macht.
And to teach us more and more.
Und dass er uns weiter belehrt.
We're praying that the Lord may speak through His humble servant,
und
through His mouth.
Wir bitten, dass der Herr weiter durch seinen Knecht spricht.
And to just bring us into perfection.
Und dass der Herr uns zur Vollkommenheit bringt.
Thank you so much for praying for me.
Vielen Dank nochmal für eure Gebete.
I am very far away in Thailand and around the area.
Ihr wisst ja, ich komme von weit her und bin in Thailand und so weiter
But
tätig.
In the heart we are very near.
Aber wir sind ja miteinander
Amen.
Verbunden.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are together.
Wir sind eins.
The bride is moving together.
Und die Braut wird jetzt vereinigt.
We also be praying for the progress of the mission center in Krefeld.
Und wir bitten Gott um seinen Segen für
and
die Mission.
And we pray that the Lord hasten to call them out the last elected ones
und
of God.
Und wir bitten, dass Gott weiter alsbald den letzten herausruft.
So that they may get together, get ready for the rapture.
Dass wir alle bereit wären auch für die Entrückung.
For the redemption of body in the mid him in
damit
the bridegroom in the air.
Unser Leib erlöst und verwandelt wird und dass wir unserem Bräutigam in der Luft begegnen.
Call them out.
Möge Gott bald die Letzten herausrufen.
Because without them we are not complete.
Denn ohne den Letzten kann keine Vollendung stattfinden.
The last elected ones have to come out.
Der letzte Auserwählte muss herauskommen.
We are perilously searching those elected ones of God.
Und wir suchen nach diesen letzten Auserwählten.
Thank you so much for praying for
us. Danke nochmal für eure Gebete.
God bless you once
Gott segne
again.
Euch nochmals.
Amen.
Amen.
Lasst uns aufstehen. Let us stand up and let us pray for our brother in particular.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord.
Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we pray in the name of
Hallelujah.
Herr, wir beten im Namen Jesu Christi,
yes.
To bless our brother in a very special way.
Hallelujah,
dass du unseren
Lord
Bruder
Jesus.
In einer besonderen
Thank
Weise
you,
segnest.
To use him
yes.
in an outstanding way.
Dass du ihn
Hallelujah.
In einer besonderen Weise
yes.
benutzen kannst.
In all the countries surrounding his own land.
In all den Lord Ländern, Jesus. Die in seinem Heimatland
yes,
angrenzen.
Lord.
And wherever you might lead him
Und
to
Hallelujah. Wo immer du ihn auch hinführst, dein Wort zu teilen.
Lord, again, bless his life.
Noch
Amen,
einmal,
Lord
Herr,
Jesus.
Segne
Let
sein Leben.
Bless his ministry.
Segne seinen yes. Dienst.
And be with
Amen,
him.
Und sei
Lord
mit
Jesus.
Ihm.
Thank in Jesus
in
holy name.
Jesu heiligen Namen.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes.
The Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. You may be seated. You may be seated. Most of you can probably imagine what kind of gratefulness is also in me towards such brothers who are accompanying me in so many countries, accompanying me, already waiting at the airport, waiting until I arrive. And then accompanying me in the various countries. It's just nice that God has people in all peoples and tongues and nations, that he has his ministers all over. And then there are some who have a ministry beyond their own country. This was done by God like this. There are ministries for the local churches, and then there are ministries which go beyond the frame of a local assembly. For instance, Paul and some others whom he mentioned at that time, they were not only responsible for local churches, but together with him they made missionary trips and they had part in the proclamation. In the same way it is today. And we are especially grateful for all brothers from all of the African continent, from Dar es Salaam up to the north end, all over are our brothers. Also today, the most phone calls came from Africa. God really blesses beyond asking and beyond understanding. Also for that we have brothers, that the Lord has ministers who are passing on what they received from the Lord. For this we are grateful, especially our brother Lukram. We wish him God's richest blessing. Our brother Daniel, we wish also God's blessing. May all in Nepal, in Mongolia, in Vietnam, Cambodia, all over, may all be blessed. And we who we are gathered at this place from many nations, from all over Europe, from overseas, from London, from all over, God has just led it in such a way that he needed a place from which the word goes forth after the going home of Brother Branham into all the world. And this is just happening now, without our doing. God didn't ask me. God didn't ask anyone else. He just spoke out commissions. He has given sendings. And he said what should be done. Every man of God knew precisely what he has to do. No man had to counsel Noah about nothing, had to be a discussion. No one had to say to Moses what should be done. God said it, and he passed it on. And do you know what the nice thing is? That God, all who had to carry out a commission, he has given them wisdom to carry out every task, although they didn't do it before. What I think now, where do we have the sevenfold lampstand? When the Lord God, for instance, said to Moses that the golden candlestick should be manufactured, search him. It will be somewhere. Do you know what God said? Take one single lump of gold. Just one single lump. And out of this single lump of gold, make this lampstand. No patchwork, just Just like this. And at the end, it was not a whole lump of gold. At the end, it was the sevenfold lampstand, and precisely manufactured as God had given the instructions. And all the equipments, the Ark of the Covenant, in fact, everything, the table with the showbreads, everything was made and manufactured just as God commanded to Moses. And all who were ordained to work on it, all of them, he has given them the ability and the wisdom to carry the work out. Here it's a special example. The Church of the Living God is not a patchwork which is somehow put together. No, the Church of the Living God came forth from Christ and is again brought back to him, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. By one Spirit baptized into one body. That's how it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. And this church, the Lord is calling out. It's his possession. It's his inheritance. He purchased her with his own blood. He paid the price. It's his church, and by the proclamation, she's being called out. That we are now living in a very special prophetic age, where God is really watching over his word to fulfill it, and to it, Brother Borg read a wonderful and mighty word. Let us read it once again. Hebrews chapter 10. Let us read it once again. Hebrews 10. From verse 36. Yes, actually from verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Hold fast. Hold fast to that what you have, so that no one takes away your crown. Hold fast. Appreciate what God has given to you. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Did you ever think of it, that the Lord will crown us with a crown of righteousness, with a crown of life? He will crown us. There is a crowning day for the overcomers. And brothers and sisters, we are ordained to it, to reach the goal and to be with the Lord. Then, in verse 36, for ye have need of endurance, patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Cast not away, therefore, your joyous confidence. Hold fast what God has given to all of us by his grace. And then, enduring patiently until we receive everything what God promised. Up to the changing of our bodies at the return of Jesus Christ. After you have done the will of God. What did our Lord say in Matthew 12? When some came to him and they said, your mother, your brothers, they are here. They want to speak to you. And it came over his lips, who are my brothers? Who is my mother? All who are doing the will of my heavenly Father. These are my brothers. These are my sisters. And then in Psalms 22, verse 23, I will reveal thy name unto my brethren. Not to all, but to thy brethren. We are truly made out from the same word, born of the same spirit, unto a living hope, born again. Then verse 37. For yet a little while, when could this word be read better with such conviction as we can read it today? When? For yet a little, a very little while, and he that shall come will come. Hallelujah. And then he shall come that will come. He who promised, I go to prepare the place for you. And I come again to receive you unto myself, so that you are there where I am also. And then all who were justified by faith, to them is directed and addressed verse 38. But my just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, O God, help us that it doesn't happen. That we take new courage and that we know the Lord conquered Satan, he conquered hell, he rose on the third day, and Psalms 110 was fulfilled, that all the enemies, all the conquered enemies were made his footstool, and he has the triumph over everything. So, not drawing back, not looking on circumstances, not looking on trials and troubles which we have to go through, no, but looking on the author and the finisher of our faith. Abraham looked on him whom he could not see as he would see him, because he was convinced, he who gave me the promise, he will also fulfill it. The same, of course, is in our time. Not you are fulfilling, not I fulfill, but God fulfills. God does what he promises. And we may believe it with all our hearts. And then the comparison with the well-pleasing. But if any man draw back, then the Lord God says, then my soul has no pleasure in him. Pleasure God has in those who are walking with God, who are joined with Him. And then we go to Amos, where it's written, how can two walk together unless they agree? And the other translation says, unless they met each other. To walk together, one has to meet first. One has to know each other first, to then walk hand in hand, to walk on hand in hand. Enoch walked with God. Also, we can walk with God. Brothers and sisters, we are still on this earth. Yes, in natural professions, we are driving cars on the street. We are here like all the others, yes. But in the heart, we are joined with God. And we know this is not our home. My home is there on high, where it's nothing known of problems and tears, where the innumerable number is praising you. And as we read here, in verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back. Amen. Receive it in your heart. Receive it. And say, Lord, I have nothing to do with them. I have nothing to do with them who draw back. Nothing to do with unbelief. I have nothing to do with disobedience. No, nothing. We, who we are gathered at this place today, and all who are connected worldwide, we take this scripture for us. We take it for us. Today, it's addressed to you, to me, to all of us. And blessed are you and I, if we believe it like this. But we, you and I, we as brothers and sisters, internationally, we are not of them who draw back, which leads unto perdition. But we are of them who believe, but of them who believe to the saving of the soul. And then the man of God gave 21 examples in chapter 11 what is connected with faith. It's just very powerful to just think about it. What faith actually is, which God has given us, what kind of substance it is. Let us just read the first three verses of chapter 11, Hebrews 11, chapter verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God promised these things. They are told to us in the Word. A firm conviction. Be honest. Have we not the conviction that the church will be completed? That the bride will be standing without spot, without wrinkle, dressed in white garments, completed, perfected. She will go together with the bridegroom unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. This confidence we have. And then we see how great the grace of God is, that with us miserable people, He can reach the goal with us. And do you know what the nice thing is with the true believers? They are not living in some kind of imagination. This I have done and therefore, no. They live by the grace and they live in the grace of God and they are grateful They are grateful to have found grace in the sight of God. And they are living out the word of God. This one. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And why do we hope it? Because God promised it to us. Being firmly convinced, the evidence of things not seen. Then it continues. Verse 2. For by such faith, the elders obtained a good report. By faith. Only by faith. One example after the other. 21 examples. Enoch is the best example. He walked with God, and he was not found on the earth. In 2 Corinthians, we read also a very mighty word. Brothers and sisters, please receive every word of God. Don't think on other things. Deepen yourself into the word which is being read. Deepen yourself into it so that it can be deepened in you. Ponder upon it as Mary pondered upon it. Because the Lord speaks, of course, through his word. Still, he speaks to us. In 2 Corinthians, in chapter 11, we have the very well-known words which we time and again were reading. But here Paul,
den göttlichen Auftrag noch einmal dem Volke vor Augen
gebracht. He showed his commission to the people. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verse 2.
Denn ich eifere um euch,
for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Paul was not ignorant. He wanted, with them who heard his message, he wanted to stand with them before God. He didn't want that a beguiling, a mixing takes place. And yesterday, we were reading from the statements of Brother Branham. The enemy entangled Eve in a conversation. He sowed doubts. He sowed unbelief into her. And then came the beguiling. Then came the fall. Please, don't go into a discussion. God's word was not given that we discuss about it. God's word was given that we believe it. Namely, believe it in such a way as it is written. Whether the people like it or not, it's up to them. But with God, it's like this. His word is trustworthy. And to the word, nothing may be added. So, I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. In 1966, under tears, I made a vow before the Lord. Lord, I will carry out the commission. Please be with me, but give me grace that all who hear your word from my mouth and who believe it, that I will see them again with you in glory. We are of course not just preaching to spend time. No, we are preaching to have a result, for eternity, that we will be together with the Lord forever. And I'm convinced of it. Perhaps I can be also sometimes happy. Perhaps because I have seen the rapture in January 1980. I seen it. I experienced the rapture. I know the Lord will return. I know that He fulfills His promises. I know that He will take His own home. And I know that all of us, we will be young. No trace anymore of sin, no trace of sickness, of trouble, of tears. No, just perfect according to spirit, soul, and body. Perfect, with unrebukable in the presence of our God. Yes, it was one of the most wonderful experiences which I had. Also, when I saw how the new Jerusalem came down to the bride and how she entered into it. It's just something very wonderful. Not only to have theory, not only to speak theoretically about certain things, but to have a direct part in it. And as Paul could write at the time, and how he could tell us what God revealed to him, what he has seen, what he has heard, up to John on the Isle of Patmos, all the things which God revealed. And why? To show all his servants what will come to pass. And also here, we must believe as the scripture says. Here in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 11, comes of course the admonition, verse 3. But I fear, only in the German Bible, it's written, in all the translations, the serpent is male. Only in the German Bible, it's female. That's not important. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his craftiness, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. May God keep us. May God keep us a clear mind, a sound mind. Have the mind of Christ. That we don't put a question mark behind any word. Brothers and sisters, let me say it here clearly. What Brother Branham wanted to express yesterday. Satan sowed doubts. He brought forth unbelief. And then the beguiling. Now just be honest now. There's the need of revelation by the Holy Spirit to believe that the promise from the prophet Malachi in the last three verses, that it came to fulfillment in our time. There's need of grace of God. There's a need of revelation by the Holy Spirit. That we recognize the ministry which God gave in the end. He who has not this revelation, do you know what he does? He goes to Matthew 17. And he doesn't stop at verse 11. He just goes to Matthew 17, verse 12. But our Lord said both things. He said both. In verse 10, verily I say unto you, Elijah still comes. And then he already came. And They didn't recognize him. John came in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. But in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, he was directly asked, "Are you Christ?" He said, "No, I'm not." "Are you that prophet?" "No, I am not." "Are you Elijah?" "No, I am not." "Yeah, who are you then?" And then, "I am the voice of him who cries in the wilderness." So, but you can go from a theologian to another theologian and they say, "Oh, the thing is already finished. Oh, just read verse 12 and the thing is finished." In verse 12, the thing was finished with John the Baptist. And in verse 10, the thing is finished with a prophet sent by God in our time. One just has to receive the word of God by revelation and then also passing it on. Also for this we are grateful. But the enemy, he comes then and says, "Are you really sure? Was it really like this?" The enemy comes. Please resist him. Don't give him 1 minute. Don't go into a discussion with him. God promised it. And if we read it precisely, this last prophet should, of course, come before the terrible day of the Lord. When the sun turns into darkness and when the moon turns into blood, you can all read it in the sixth seal. You can read it. And in the prophets, and also in the book of Acts, chapter 2, 20, and 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10. We can read it all over. So, please, the grace which God had given us is to place and rightly divide the word of truth, placing it there where it belongs. Let us say it very clearly. As the prophets could not have placed everything in their messages, as the apostles could place it orderly after it happened, namely, so it is also now with the ministry of Brother Branham. One has to have the grace of God. And I say it because I have a commission. To see the things in the right connections. And to know God has sent his prophet so that afterward everything doctrinally can be placed there where it truly belongs. Let us say it once again. The enemy comes. The enemy. "Are you sure? Is it really like this?" We are sure. And it is really so, just as God said it in his word. And therefore we believe as the scripture says. How many understood? How many? Matthew 17, verse 10. And then verse 11. And then verse 12. Just wonderful. You don't know what kind of blessedness my heart has when I read this book. When the word is revealed in detail, and when one really feels, now the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon me, now the Spirit of God leads me into all the truth. And so, we are just so grateful to God that has led it in such a way. Now, quickly, coming back to this word and a couple of scriptures. So, Paul was worried that the beguiling would take place as it happened with Eve. And brothers and sisters, here it really says, it's needed to remain in the word, to abide in the word, not listening to anything, whatever arguments are brought forth. We are living by every word of God which came forth from the mouth of God. And we are living in the blessings of the fulfillment of the promises in this time. Because that's how God promised it. Namely, the twofold promise. First, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And that's by the ministry of John the Baptist. Everything what all the Old Testament believers, they were turned to the faith of the faith of the New Testament children. Luke 1 verse 16 and 17. John could present the Lord a well-prepared people, and they could say their hearts were now turned to the Lord. But now that our hearts as the children of God are turned back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles, turned to our fathers in the faith, our hearts are turned back, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And this is happening in our time. Receive it, believe it, and don't be entangled in any discussion, because this is God's last message, God's last call before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And therefore, that what God promised to us, that what we have to experience these things personally. And here's the mystery. Here's the mystery. All who don't recognize that God revealed himself now in this way, that the fulfillment of promise happened, to them who don't believe it, to them it's not revealed. Faith is the access. We just read it in Hebrews 11. By faith we see, by faith we recognize, by faith Abraham, Enoch, all the men of God, by faith, through faith, faith is the access. And by faith we receive revelation from God. And then we can say, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto me, but my Father who is in heaven. This is the blessed mystery which God gave us. The Lord said it, the world sees me no more, but ye will see me. He himself said, the time will come where will I not speak to you anymore in parables, but I will tell to you everything openly, clearly. And we see it. One has to emphasize it always. We are always grateful to God, grateful, thankful. Not only hearing the parables, but he has opened our understanding for the scripture, which is hidden in the parables. This kernel, this core, to recognize the kernel. Now I think about it. When the Lord spoke about the storing in of the food, with natural, all the groceries were mentioned by name. And something spiritual was meant. Something spiritual was actually meant. The same it was with Brother Branham. He even saw that he carried carrots. In baskets he carried it. He saw it that he carried it into his tabernacle, storing it. And then he was told, this is the food which you have to store in. In a natural example, in a parable, the Lord God always spoke, and this up into our time. And then the prophet told me, you misunderstood the Lord, you were thinking there comes a natural famine, and you have stored in natural groceries. It was like this. It was like this. And then came the answer. God will send a famine to hear his word, to that what he promised for this time, and wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. God was leading in such a way so that nobody can raise his nose. I knew everything. We understood nothing. We knew nothing. God had to reveal it first unto us. This is the whole mystery, the secret. No one can come to the Lord and say, oh, here I am. No. What do we have, what we didn't receive from God? Everything. But we received it to pass it on. Also in our time. Not referred now to my person, but how many did experience it? Do we really think that the Lord spoke to him? Do you really mean, do you really think that he has heard the mighty voice with his ears? Brother Paul is no more here. With him, nobody can come to him. Was it really genuine with your experience in the on the road to Damascus? Did you really see the light? Did you really hear the voice? And all the others are also no more here. Brother Branham is also no more here. Yes. And now, there's only one target. There's only one target left for all who have drifted away from the way. And this, I just have to say it. All who are joined with God, they are joined with him, with them, what God is right now doing on the earth. And all who believe the genuine message, they submit they submit to the will of God in obedience, and they may experience it personally, how God is leading his people and how he brings everything to completion. I don't have to take anything back of all that what the Lord spoke to me. Now, a couple of scriptures to show us what kind of grace we received from God. He, our Lord, who was wearing the crown of thorns for us, and as Moses was told, thistles and crown, and the earth shall bring forth thistles. This was the curse. And the Lord himself spoke out the curse. And all this curse, which was on us, he takes this curse on himself. And here's the big mystery. Because the Lord God equipped man with a free will, and he knew that he will fall. Therefore, he has taken the responsibility for the redemption personally. There was no other way to it. God didn't send someone. The Lord God came himself. He who walked in the Garden of Eden, he who created Adam in his image, he came to us. He took death upon himself. He pulled out the sting of death until we can all cry out, death, where's thy sting? Hell, where's thy victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God has taken care for everything, also for the bride, also for the bride. Please pay attention, just briefly, pay attention to what the Lord said in the seven church ages, what kind of promises he has given. And the promise is always directed to the overcomers. And then we really think about it. I just look it up in Romans. In Romans chapter 14, we have a couple of verses which we could read. Romans chapter 14, we start here with verse 4. Romans 14, verse 4. Here it's written, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. So, you don't have to worry about a servant of the Lord. You don't have to think about it. Should he not have done this or that better? I'm just so happy that God makes no mistake. I'm just grateful that not only all the other servants were just men, a human being. I'm just a human being. But this I can say in the presence of God. I didn't do any deed on purpose to cause damage to anyone else. And whenever I was pulled into something, then it was not my decision. Then I just had to walk this way. And when one looks up in the Old Testament, whom did they cast into the... Joseph, he was cast into a hole. God wanted to do something with him. Why were the prophets persecuted? And those who were sent to you, they were stoned. But we may walk this way. Somebody told me years ago, Brother Frank, we are praying for you, that you remain humble. And then I just said, actually, this is not necessary, because I'm humbled every day. But we are carriers of the word of God. And as Paul has written, we are not speaking of ourselves. We are speaking in the name of the Lord. And we are passing on what we received from God. Now, here in Romans chapter 14, verse 10. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So, don't you worry about any brother. Just worry about yourself. And work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for thus it is written. And all of us, we will appear before the judgment seat of God. Also, this will be new to some. But when Brother Branham was raptured into paradise, all who came to the Lord by his ministry, they were gathered there. And then the voice said, you will be judged. And his answer, his question was, will also Paul and Peter, will they also be judged before them whom they preached? Yes, also they will be judged. And then came the answer of Brother Branham. When Peter and Paul will stand before the Lord, then I also will stand before him, because I preached the same what they preached. One could speak a long time about it. One could add many scriptures to it. But it will not be the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment is written in Revelation 20. All will be there. After the millennium, it will be before eternity starts. Here, it's about the distribution of the crowns. There's no sentencing here. There's only the reward is given. The reward. The Lord will distribute the rewards, namely all to them who loved his appearing. And then we have the word in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Here the Apostle Paul speaks in verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians, no, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And the nice thing will be that the Lord will give to those whom he pardoned, he will not impute anything to them whom he pardoned. He will just distribute the crowns. And to it we read especially three verses. First Thessalonians, chapter 2. And here the apostle says, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 18. Verse 19. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered us. Also here we see the men of God were not always walking on roses. There were also thorns along their way. But now comes the mighty verse, verse 19. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his return? Here is the remark. In all other translations, the word return is not written. Always it's written coming. But there are various comings of the Lord, and there's only one single return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore we are grateful for this precise translation. Where is written return? Where is written coming? So, who is our hope? Who is our joy? Who is our crowning of rejoicing? Where should we joy with? Where? It's written, of course, he who glories himself, let him glory in the Lord. Here I also dare to add, he who glories himself, let him glory in the Lord, and let him glorify the name of the Lord, for the fruit which came forth from the proclamation. What good would it be if we would have just preached and if there would be no result to be seen? So, the crown of rejoicing at the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Second Timothy, chapter 4. Here the mighty words are written. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So, the crown, the distribution of the crowns at the return of Jesus Christ in connection with the marriage supper of the Lamb. All were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All who were chosen before the foundation of the world, all who were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world, they will partake as the victors. Because our Lord has won the victory for us, therefore his victory became our victory. And then we will be with him. And the nice thing is that Paul includes all who loved his appearing. Do you love the appearing of the Lord? Only he who is part of the bride of the Lamb will have the connection to the bridegroom. Only he who is part of the bride will hear the voice of the bridegroom. All the others, they will walk on their own ways. And the Lord gave us the grace to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. One more scripture from 1 Peter. And here we have chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5. Here one could actually read from verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Then it continues. Now comes the admonition. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. He who is proud sees always the mistakes of the others. He who is humble looks into the mirror of the Word of God and sees where he is lacking something. Then, verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. One more scripture from Revelation. Just very powerful. Revelation, chapter 2. Revelation, chapter 2. Perhaps just verse 10. Revelation 2, verse 10.
Fürchte dich nicht vor den Leiden, die dir noch bevorstehen.
Don't fear the sufferings which you will suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Doesn't matter what still will happen to us, whether a tribulation 10 days, whether it will take 1 month, God knows it. God knows it. In any case, we as the bride church, we will be raptured before the great tribulation. The bride church doesn't go through the tribulation period. She will be taken up before that. And now, because of the... If we are despised because we preach the word, let us be thankful. Let us be thankful for it. It just belongs to it. What did our Lord say? If the world loves you, all the false prophets, they are loved by the world. And the Lord says, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, then they will also keep and receive your word. So everything runs parallel. Let us just summarize what is happening in our time. The Lord lets us find grace before his sight. According to the word to Moses, if I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways. And then the Lord God added obedience to the faith, so that we can work obedience of faith. No force. It's part of our life. Nobody is forced to do this or that. No. It's the life of Christ in us. As Paul has written in Romans 14, now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. I'm crucified with Christ, and I rose together with him. Not you, but it's the divine life of Jesus Christ in us as true believers. Let it be said here once again. In obedience and faith, living a life which is well-pleasing to God, to be part at the return of Christ. And I think I can say it here, that there's nobody amongst us who does on purpose against God's word and against God's will. No one, no one will do it on purpose. No, your will be done in heaven as on the earth. Thy will be done in my life and in our lives. Complete thou thy work which you started. Complete it unto the glorious day of your return. Also this, we said many times, only what the Lord started, this he can also finish. And if you read about the natural creation in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, God spoke everything into existence. And on the seventh day, he completed his work. And he looked on it. He looked on it and he said, everything is very good. But it started, let there be light. And it was, there was light. With this, he started, let there be light. By the preaching of the word comes light, comes clarity. And our Lord says, he who follows me shall not remain in darkness, but the light of life he will have. And the Lord God, really, he separated light from darkness. He separated the truth from the interpretations. And by the fear of God, we can remain in the will of God. We can abide in the promises of God, which God has given us. We can live in them. And together, we may experience the return of our Lord. Now Revelation 2, verse 11. Revelation 2. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. No. We have part in the first resurrection. And all who have part in the first resurrection, they are part of the bride lamb. They are raptured. And they will be at the marriage supper of the lamb. And together as the overcomers, they will give glory to the Lord. Let us say it in the summary. Let us say it, brothers and sisters. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we that God has pardoned us in such a way? There are so many voices. There are so many directions. There are so many movements. All kinds of things are existing on the earth. And God, in this confusion, in this havoc, he has sent his word to give us, to show us the divine orientation, to bring us back to the beginning, to restore all things, whatever was in the church at the beginning. Brothers and sisters, let me say it clearly here. By grace, we have now part in the doing what God is doing right now according to his word. Although you have to travel many, many kilometers to be here, God will reward you. In any case, in every case, the calling out, the preparation, the separation of the bride church is connected with it in any case. Let us say it here. If we would not have this place here to preach the word, how could we reach the whole world? Who would believe me if I would just preach in the TV studio at a table before a microphone and then holding a sermon? If there would not be people coming from east and west, coming from south and north to hear the true word, as written in the prophet Amos chapter 8. And if God has given the promise that he would send a hunger and that the people would travel from sea to sea, from coast to coast, to hear the words of the Lord, then we just have to carry this message, the wonderful, promised and revealed word of our God for this time. May God bless all. May God bless all who are joined with us and who are joined with the Lord. Perhaps Brother Lukram is here and Brother Daniel is here. All the others have heard it already. But also the command, my servant, go to the adjacent property and dedicate it unto me. For people will come from many countries who need accommodation. And beloved, about 440 people are accommodated here at this place. And the rest is in hotel rooms. But God really took care for everything. Also this I have heard with these ears. And God has given grace to everything. Must I be justified before any man? Or are all justified by God that this ministry carries out everything what God purposed with it? Let us say it to all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Let us say it to all them who are not yet baptized biblically. After this service, there is the possibility of water baptism. But before water baptism, there must be a conversion first. There must be repentance first. First, the life must be consecrated to the Lord. Not a dry sinner may come into the water and a wet sinner comes out of the water. No, justified by the blood of the Lamb, justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption of our Lord. And it should be said also to it, you don't have to take time to think about it. It can happen today, because thus it is written, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And it's written, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were baptized, because they believed. They received the forgiveness of sins by faith. They were convicted by the Spirit of God, and they were led to the faith. And then on the same day, they were baptized in water. So it can happen today that all who consecrated their lives consciously to the Lord, all who are coming to him, all who receive him, that they can be baptized. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us. May all the scriptures, may all the scriptures be given to you. Read them up. Important is that we find ourselves again in the Word as people who don't oppose, who don't doubt, who don't let unbelief rule in their lives, but people who have come to the true faith, as we were reading it yesterday, contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. And for this faith we contend. And as it was read in the word of introduction, it's just a little while, and then he who promised to come, he will come again, and he will take us into glory. To him, our beloved Lord, who has loved us so deeply, and who has given his life for us, who has shed his blood for us, so that we could become his inheritance for time and eternity. To him, our Lord, and Redeemer and Savior, be the thanks throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. We stand up for prayer. May our two sisters come. During this time, we are examining ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, did we make the right decision? Not letting ourselves be entangled in any discussions, just to believe and to follow in obedience. And thus, we can stand before God. Our Lord is faithful. He will do everything, and he will complete everything unto the glorious day of his return.
Wie wird es sein einst, wenn ich gehe morgen, wenn alles badet in lichtem Schein? Wie wird es sein, wenn die Silken scharen, himmlische Ruhe, Himmelsruhe atmen ein?
Oh ja,
oh ja, ich weiß,
es wird allein.
Wie wird es sein eins am mitten Morgen, wenn alles badet im lichten Schein? Wie wird es sein, wenn die Silken scharen, himmlische Ruhe, Himmelsruhe atmen ein?
Oh ja,
ich weiß,
es wird allein,
ganz unersprechlich herrlich sein, ja herrlich sein. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich, kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen, doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten sehen. Wie wird es sein eins, wenn ew'ge Jugend im Lebensstrome sich mir erschließt? Wie wird es sein, sein. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich. Kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen. Doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten sehen. Wie wird es sein eins, wenn Gott die Treuen mit goldenen Königskronen schmückt? Wie wird es sein, wenn die neue Erde im Morgenglanz, lächelnd liegt? Und wie im Traum wird's uns geschehen. Wir werden unseren Heiland sehen, den Heiland sehen. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich. Kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen. Doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten sehen. Dies Glück im Himmel bleibt unerklärlich. Kein Mensch auf Erden kann es verstehen. Doch offenbart sich's, wenn wir verherrlicht das Licht der Ewigkeiten sehen.
Amen.
Amen. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what didn't enter in any man's heart, this God prepared for them who love Him. And we are loving Him because He loved us first. Brothers and sisters, take every word with you. Let us trust the Lord. Don't you worry. We have read it in Hebrews 11. Out of nothing, the Lord spoke into existence all things on earth and in heaven through His mighty word. There was nothing at all. And then there was everything. Don't you worry about the rapture. Don't just worry to be part of it. But how it will be, as with our Lord. Just as with our Lord. A body which was killed, a mortal body was put into the grave, a resurrection body came forth from the grave. And at the return of our beloved Lord, the dead shall be raised in incorruption. Mortality will have put on immortality. And we who are alive and remain, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Do you know what is nice? That the crowning will not take place in this condition, only when we will be with the Lord. Here we have still some hurts, here some, but then with the Lord, when everything is left behind, and when we cannot look back anymore and think back anymore, but always be in the glory, in the joy of the Lord. Oh, remember me in your prayers. I actually didn't want to do it, to have such a full program. But the brothers in South Africa They have made a full program for three countries, and every day it goes to the airport and to the meeting. Every day in 11 or 12 different cities in three countries, remember me in your prayers. The word of the Lord will also accomplish there for what it was sent for. Do we have now some who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand. 1, 2. Please come to the front. 4, 5. Please come to the front. Raise your hand. Who would like to be baptized?
Hallelujah.
Brother Daniel, amen. Very nice. Very nice. Amen. There was somebody else. Come. There was somebody else. Come. Come. The Lord is calling. The Lord is calling. Come. Come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May God bless you. God bless you. Did you receive the Lord? Did you receive the forgiveness of sins by faith? You received, and now you will dedicate your lives into death. Because baptism means to be buried together with Christ. To be buried with Christ. Before one can be buried, he must die first, dying to oneself, to live with Christ. Romans chapter 6. The dipping under, the immersion means to be baptized into the death of Christ. And the rising again from the water means to live together with him in a new life. Baptism is a covenant of a good conscience with God by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are confirming by it that we received the forgiveness and the salvation and the grace. God bless you. God bless you in a special way. Do you speak German? God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. The Lord is still calling. There's still the time of grace. Blessed is he who hears his voice and who says yes to it. Brother Schmidt or Brother Miskis will baptize you. And Brother Miskis will now pray together with you. Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, we are standing here, gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is mighty at work in our hearts. Lord, let new life come forth. Let there be revelation of the Word. And let the hearts be consecrated to you. Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters whom you pardoned to receive your word and to make the step of obedience to be baptized in water biblically in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless them now. Bless this testimony which is given now before the whole church. Bless our brothers and sisters. Lead them, guide them into all the truth of thy word. Bless us together. To you be the thanks and the glory for everything you have done for us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Once again, I ask you, please remember me, remember all the meetings in your prayers. I always say it to the brothers, I always say it, it could be for the last time. And they also take it very seriously. And everywhere they were making efforts to invite people so that the last ones are called out, that they can get saved. Oh God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you have called today, that you have spoken to us today, that you have blessed us today, that you saved, that you healed, that you confirmed and revealed your word. Bless all on all of the European continent. Bless on all continents, from the rising of the sun unto its setting. Bless all who are joining us online. Bless, crown with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless all them who will be baptized now. Be with them in a special way. To you, the Almighty God, we thank you that we can still come together undisturbed to hear your word. Bless all the translators. Bless all them who are translating into 13 languages. Bless all over the world. To you, the Almighty God, we lay everything before you, and we thank you that you, O Lord, are completing your church unto the day of your glorious return.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be to your holy name. Amen. I have one request, brothers and sisters. It's really on my heart that the journeys which are made, that God can use these journeys so that the last ones are being called out, so that the number gets full, and so that the Lord can return. To you be the thanks, from one end of Europe unto the other end. All you have come, it was not in vain. The Lord God had something for each one of us from his word. Just be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And also we are blessing all from the house of the Lord in all of the world, beginning in Mongolia, New Zealand, up to there where the sun is setting again. May God bless us and be with us until the next time. Not until the last time, until the next time. And now we ask Brother Schmidt that he prays with us, that he lays the journey before the Lord. Great God, we say thank you. We worship you. You who you created everything according to your will, and you created man in your own image. Give us all the grace who are hearing your word, that they receive it and keep it in their hearts, and give us grace to do accordingly. For you want that we are not only hearers of thy word, but also doers of thy word. Keep us in thy word. Keep us this place which you gave us, so that we can come together, so that we can praise you together, and also those online who are tuning in, who give glory to your name. Your name is beyond every name. Please give us now grace. We thank you that we were strengthened in the faith, that we can walk forward to reach the goal. We ask you for your blessing, also for those who are going to be baptized. They are giving testimony now, but let them live also accordingly, and fill them with the power from on high. To you be the thanks for it. Amen. To all our brothers, especially Brother Lukram and our brother Daniel, please take greetings with you. Take greetings with you. We are so grateful to God. You cannot imagine how I felt when I came to China, to Mongolia, when I came to Kathmandu, when I could fly there to bring the wonderful message. God is faithful. To our brothers from Africa, we give you also special greetings. We are joined with you in the Lord. Take greetings to Lubumbashi. Take greetings to Kolwezi, to Kinshasa. Just please take greetings from us. Very soon we will be together. Very soon. It could have been the last time today. Let us sing the chorus. Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Brother Lukram, please come. We love you. God bless you. May he make you a great blessing.
Just a short prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father,
unser geliebter himmlischer Vater,
thank you so much for this special gathering here at this place.
Ich danke dir sehr für diese besondere Versammlung.
You have blessed us with the Word of God for this time.
Du hast uns mit dem Worte Gottes für diese Zeit
the revealed gesehen. Word of God for today.
Das geoffenbarte Wort für
Lord,
heute.
Lord, you help us to live right before you.
Herr, hilf uns recht vor dir zu leben.
Be obedient unto you, Lord.
Und wir geben dir, Herr.
Please, you, Lord.
Wir lieben dich.
And also be a swift carrier of the word of God you have entrusted to us.
Wir sind given auch Träger des Wortes, das uns anvertraut wurde.
And through the ministries of ministering brothers around the world.
Und segne den Dienst aller Brüder in der ganzen Welt.
And the last elected one receive the revelation of God for this hour.
Und mögen alle die Offenbarung Gottes für diese Zeit.
Come forward and surrender their lives, Father Lord.
Dass sie dem Worte glauben, ihr Leben dir ergeben.
As my brothers and sisters standing before us, Lord.
Ja, Herr, die Täuflinge sind vor uns.
Surrendering their life to you, Lord.
Die dir ihr Leben übergeben haben.
Decided to live for you alone,
entschieden haben für dich allein zu leben,
knowing that we are going to leave all these things behind and going in the rapture.
Wissen, dass wir alles zurücklassen werden und entrückt werden.
You Lord, you bless them.
Segne sie, Herr.
With all your blessings, Father.
Mit all deinen Segnungen.
Your leading of the Holy Spirit be upon them, Lord.
Möge die Leitung des Geistes auf ihnen.
Lead them and guide to all truth, Father.
Und leite sie in alle Wahrheit.
Deliver them from all evil.
Und behalte sie vor allem übel.
Use them mightily in your work.
Und gebrauche alle mächtigen
through their service,
durch den Dienst,
through their preaching witness, many shall be saved.
Ihr Predigen, durch ihr Zeugnis, durch alles.
And bring salvation to their families.
Und gebe Heil ihren Familien.
Even the relatives receive salvation.
Und dass alle Angehörigen das Heil.
Thou be with them.
Sei mit ihnen.
The Lord bless them.
Der Herr segne sie.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly pray.
Im Namen Jesu Christi, unseres Herrn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother.